National headlines
and the local stories you care about.
WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330
FM 106.3.
Time right now is 8:31. Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice program on News Talk 1330. FM 106.3. My name's Colin Worthington. We're also on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. I encourage those of you watching on the Facebook page, keep close to your computer so you can type up questions and comments throughout this program. A good educational session for all of us during this half hour. Around this time, we get our assessment notices. Actually, those were sent out in June. Everybody should have got them by end of June, early July. And then for the next 2 weeks, you can count on people saying, oh, my taxes went up, and they're frustrated, and why have my taxes gone up? That's not exactly the case at that point by the time you get that first notice, and we'll go into detail about what all of this stuff means. Young man out of Carroll County, he is the chairman of the Board of Assessors for Carroll County, and have been in that role for a few years, if not a decade.
About six years.
But every conversation I have with him, whether it's personal or on these programs, it's an educational experience for me, and I appreciate you coming out this morning to discuss this and take the heat for a little bit. I'll encourage people, hey, when you're seeing all the stuff that you've got that you're mad about so far, go ahead and put it on him at this point, and put it on Facebook, because I'll bring it up, and he will correct us and let us know why that might be misplaced at this time. James Fulford, my guest.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. And thank you for coming out. Thanks for being willing to go over this. Because we do hope this makes a difference for some people at this point. I mean, they may not be happy 2 months from now, but at least they can save their anger and frustration at this point and get to the next step and take the proper steps to remedy any concerns they have. So let us first talk about the Board of Assessors. Tell me what they are. Carroll County Board of Assessors, who are they? What exactly do they do?
So we'll just break it down. The Board of Assessors is a board of local citizens that are appointed by the Board of Commissioners. We each serve a four-year term, alternating, of course, but in those the Board of Assessors' entire role is to make sure that our county is properly staffed with an appraising staff and a chief appraiser who is, by the way, Hubert Sparks. But the Board of Appraisers, or I'm sorry, the Appraisal Department is responsible for keeping up all current property values by virtue of state law. Obviously, the state created the Board of Assessors to keep them autonomous of the Board of Commissioners. So we have virtually worked for the state to keep up with all current property values every year.
And the key there is by state law. So there are a set of guidelines that you guys have to follow. You know, when putting out when you're assessing these properties.
That's correct.
And what are examples of those? So it's not like, I mean, some people, I think their first argument is like, hey, they just want to take my money. They're raising my rates now, take extra money. But and you guys are apolitical. You're not political in this. You're following the laws that have been set by the state when determining the value of some of these properties.
That's correct. So first and foremost, we have approximately 55,000 parcels that we must maintain every year.
And that's every year.
Okay. The state law says we must try to touch every property every 3 years, but we follow sales data. So we have to analyze annual sales, whether it's commercial, residential, agricultural, or industrial. We take that sales data, and then we apply it accordingly. Obviously, it's tough to do in mass appraising. You're never going to be perfect with that data. But we follow the sales. We don't chase sales. Chasing sales means you're looking at what it may be. We're taking actual sales data, and then we have to qualify that sales data. And what I mean by that is, if I sold my mother a home, that might not be an arm's length transaction. So we look to qualify those sales for fair market sales. And once we determine if it is truly a fair market sale, then it goes into our pool of data that we use to calculate value. Obviously, it's very hard to compare a resale versus a new construction. New construction tends to be your base because you know what the cost of construction is on a new home. Obviously, older homes, we apply that same current price per square foot value, and then older homes have a depreciation schedule associated with them, just like any business would. And to give you an example, in 2022, we residential structures, we were at $102 a square foot. In 2023, we raised them to $126 a square foot. And this, in 2024, for this coming year, they're $139 a square foot. If you follow the market, homes are selling for much higher than that. And there again, as I said, we're never perfect. We probably trend behind, but we're staying up with the market. It's just a lot of data, and it's what the state requires. And if you're familiar with how the state works, they use the data for multiple reasons. A, to make sure we're doing our job. B, there's a thing called equalization, which impacts all the school systems. There's over $2 billion that's impacted there. So the equalization is based on every county's digest. And then C, we have local utilities. If we don't keep up with our digest values correctly and we get the proper ratios, we're not allowed to charge the utilities the proper levels of assessment that we need to. Sam.
All right, the first segment there, I think, go ahead and notch that mark on this program of 6 minutes. I'd say it's a nice little segment. And any questions or comments based on that, please post those to the Facebook page, and I will bring those back up in the next segment. Assessment versus appraisal, what are the differences of those?
So obviously appraisal, we're trying to determine the fair market value of your property. The assessment is the state law. It's the 40% assessed value of that real market value. So if you look at any assessment for everybody that received those assessments, you will see previous fair market value and current fair market value. And underneath that, so that's the 100% appraised value. And just below that is your 40% assessed value. That is actually what you get taxed on.
Now, the person whose assessment this is, he knows that I have that. What's some advice you would give him real quickly as far as the homestead?
So one of the things I saw on this piece of property, if I'm understanding, this is the individual's primary residence. The first thing that stands out to me is they have not filed for any homestead exemption, whether it be standard S1, which is your $4,000 local, and then the local, if you recall in previous conversations, we have a local float in the county. But that applies, that S1 exemption would apply all the way across the board for the length that he has owned the home or whenever he filed for homestead. So if he's owned the home for 8 years, if he would have filed 8 years ago, he would have both the $4,000 exemption to the county and county schools, but he would have a higher exemption on the county piece because of the local float. But because there's not been a homestead filed, he's currently not receiving any exemptions.
Out.
And it adds up over time. It really does.
And do want to point out that, well, I lost with that, but you need to do that. You have to apply for that yourself. Carroll County is not going to say, hey, let's take care of that for you. You can opt out if you want to. You have to opt into this one.
That's correct. Just because you own a home, we as the Board of Assessors do not know that that is your primary residence. So it is there again, state law, it's mandated that you as the individual come in and apply for any exemptions that you may qualify for.
And the assessment process is done for the season, right? I mean, you guys are not going to anybody else's house at this point, right? The letters were sent out and it's done?
As far as the assessments for 2024, that's correct. That doesn't mean we stop working. Obviously,
I just wanted to prepare people that you're not going to be coming to their house and you know they don't have to look for your badge and things like that.
No, sir.
Yeah, okay. And so the letters that went out, those are notices of assessment. Those went out in late June.
That's correct.
So everybody, every property owner should have those.
They should by now have them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me take that break and we'll come back and we'll get to what people feel when they get these notices and you know what they should understand about these notices of assessments. Time right now is 8:39. We'll take our first break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
All right, 640, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330. My name's Colin Worthington. My guest this morning, James Fulford. He's the chairman of the Board of Assessors for Carroll County. Good morning to Wayne Runyon, Brian Preston, and Bob Uglum, who were tuning into this program. Very informative and educational program this morning, again, with James Fulford, our guest. All right, so you mailed out the notices of assessment. People received them, and they're already ticked off because they think that their taxes have gone up. When they see that the value or the assessment values have gone up, they're automatically thinking that they are going to have that their taxes have increased like a significant amount. You know, taking to social media, and they're calling Hubert and probably stopping you on the street. So, oh, yeah. Why did you raise my taxes? But that's not the case. At that point, the assessment is not a sign. Well, could be a sign, but it's not. It does not ultimately mean that your taxes have gone up.
That is correct.
So what else should we know about that? It does say this is not a bill, so you don't have to pay that this portion immediately. There's some things that you're waiting on for the next couple of months that will determine what your taxes will be for the coming year.
That's correct. Obviously, this is not a bill, and I heard you this morning prior to getting here that it was announced that the city schools was taking the rollback rate. So if you were to pay attention to that and look at your notice that went out and look at the millage rate that was on that notice versus the one they plan on implementing, that obviously would have an impact on the actual real taxes of the property.
In theory, that the, you know, to the rollback, it's calculated rollback rate.
Correct.
It's calculated by the state, and it's presented to the local entities, right? And they say, hey, if you do this rollback, in theory, you're not going to collect much, any significant money compared to what you did the previous year.
That's correct.
It's supposed to be somewhere level. So as a whole, Carrollton City taxpayers who pay their money to the school system, as a whole, it should be about the same that the school system is collecting. Now, it could affect people differently, right? I mean, there could be some groups that pay a little bit more or some people that pay a little less.
That's correct. So the rollback rate is calculated on inflationary growth. And inflationary growth is any change in value. So if you own your home, that change in value without you selling that home is called inflationary, just from year to year. So we have to exclude those inflationary values, and that's how they calculate the rollback rate.
So as we know, Carrollton City Schools right now, they're going to roll it back. Carroll County government has said they will roll the they're going to push for that. They haven't finalized it yet, but Chairman Michelle Morgan said that she will call for – she'll encourage the rest of the Board of Commissioners to approve rolling that back. Don't know about the Carroll County school system yet. I don't think we know about Carrollton City at this point if we're just, you know, focusing on here locally. But those decisions could affect the potential taxes, the additional taxes or less taxes that these property owners would pay.
That's correct.
Yep. And those decisions, I think maybe Carroll County School Board, I think they do it next month too. I think they'll approve it in August. They'll announce a millage rate, and then they'll have a couple hearings,
yep,
and that'll come out. And if they maintain it, that will be a tax increase.
That's correct.
For people. And they have to report it that way. When they put out their press release, they have to say this is a tax increase. And it is a tax increase. It's not something they just say because they have to from the state. It will be a tax increase if they maintain it. Now, if they roll it back, in theory, again, additional taxes will not be collected from Carroll County taxpayers as a whole.
That's correct.
All right. So are those the kind of questions? Am I missing anything as far as when people get this assessment? What else they have questions about?
Those are the main things on the assessment. Obviously, any exemptions that you apply for, you've got your homestead, you've got conservation use that usually apply to your farmers, your agricultural people. You have timberland qualifications for those that are in the timber business. But any conservation use, any exemptions, we strongly encourage you to go apply for them if you qualify.
And if people get this initially, I mean, I guess if the first thing they saw was, wow, the value of my property went up, I guess the initial thought is like, well, that's a good thing. Like if I wanted to sell it tomorrow, in theory, I'd get more money than what I paid for it, you know, 5 years ago. As far as appealing, what are the dates and how do they get in line to appeal if they're interested?
So usually it's 45 days from the date of notice that you can file an appeal. You can't just file an appeal to go, I think my value is too high. You can't just arbitrarily come up with something. But you've got to have data to support why you think the value's off. It could be a lot of things, but you would go to the Board of Assessors. You can do it online or go in person to the Board of Assessors and file that appeal.
If they win that appeal, then to the value that they think. I mean, do they have until after the millage rate's already decided, or they have this appeals before the millage rate?
It generally happens before the millage rates are voted on.
Voted on. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. All right. It's 8:46. We'll take our second break and come back here and talk with James Fulford, chairman of the Board of Assessors for Carroll County. Again, if you're watching us on the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, I do encourage you to post any questions in case there's anything on there that we missed, or we're really going to get down into the nitty-gritty and details and things that I probably won't understand, but it'll be important to have it documented so we can go back and look at it and say, oh, that's what he meant by that. Time right now, 8:47, Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is James Fulford. He is tagged with being the chairman of the Board of Assessors here in Carroll County. And, you know, trying to clear up his name here a little bit on this program, but most importantly, just trying to educate us all as we do go through this every year around this time, where there's frustrations when people see their assessment notice and they think that they're going to be taxed more. And again, at that point, that's not necessarily the case. You need to watch, for your government and your Board of Education to make decisions on the millage rate. And that's why if you're worried about it, you should go to those meetings and comment on the millage rate. I mean, if enough people did that, that might make a difference. But as frustrated as we see people on social media, and I'm sure approach you and even Hubert, to see people, you know, those initial frustrations, we don't see those people turn out at the meetings for those millage rates. We do know at this point that Carrollton City Schools does intend to roll back their millage rate, and Carroll County government has announced they intend to seek it, but they haven't gone through the official process for that yet, so we'll just keep an eye on that. Carroll County School Board and Carrollton City Government. We're still waiting on word from them. I don't think we've heard from Carrollton City yet. But anyway, we're talking with James Fulford. He's chairman of the Board of Assessors. Are there any changes from year to year, like next year when you start this process over, when you guys are scoping out properties? I mean, will there be different rules, or, you know, what changes from year to year as far as what you look for?
Well, a lot of that obviously depends on what the state may pass down to us. I would like to say that to our taxpayers and property owners that we've heard y'all over the years. We understand that home values have increased, and it's frustrating from a taxability standpoint, but it's the market. But to give you a comparable, we get audited every year on our sales ratios. And something, I think I shared some graphs with you earlier, but I wanted to share this with you, but we appealed our 2022 sales ratio study last year, or this year, with the Department of Audits, because we felt like we had done our job. We're supposed to be in a ratio between 36 and 44 as far as an assessed value. We internally were calculating a ratio of somewhere north of 38. The Department of Audits comes in, does our annual audit. They said we were barely good at 36.1%. We did that appeal But just to give everybody an understanding of kind of what's going on through the state and through the Department of Audits in our reviews, I went back and looked at a chart, and in 2019, we had 18 counties in the state that were less than a 38 ratio. And that's pretty good for a state of over 150 counties. But for 2022, which we use for our 2023 property tax notices, we had 118 counties that were below a 38 ratio. So over 74% of the state failed to meet that 38% ratio that is truly acceptable to us as Board of Assessors. 40 is perfect. You're generally never going to get perfect, but it just shows the change in the way the Department of Audits is looking at the data. But it's not just Carroll County that is seeing these significant increases. It's over half the state.
Could you detail that ratio for me, what exactly that means?
So why
is 40 perfect?
Well, 40 is just it's the level of assessment that the state has set, 40%. That's where they want to see the assessment for every county. So because 40 is, I won't say attainable every time, they give you some flexibility on both sides. You can be low and you can be high. They basically don't want you undervaluing property. So if you're below a 36, it says we're not doing our job. If we're above a 44, it says we're doing too good of a job and we're overvaluing property. So we literally, by state audit, we just cleared 36% by state audit, where we internally ran our ratios and we were north of 38%. A lot of that is how they qualify sales. But it's just a discrepancy in the data, and it's a difference in the viewpoint of the way the data is calculated.
Gentleman had asked me this earlier in the week, and it may not be the question for you. What is the process if they decide if they don't pay their taxes? I mean, if they don't pay the taxes on there, you know, how long does that go on before you lose your home?
Well, that's up to the tax commissioner. Yeah. From recent memory, I'm pretty sure they're not going to let you get more than 2 years behind on your taxes before you see a tax lien notice come out and a foreclosure notice. But
right. I mean, and I did not think that would be for you, but I thought you might have an opinion on that. Time right now is 8:53. Our guest this morning is James Fulford. He is chairman of the Board of Assessors for Carroll County. Do you know how many appeals have already been put out there or filed?
I will say I don't know the actual number. I'm hearing that it's steady. I don't think it's as much as it was last year. Last year was a more significant increase, so there was a lot more upset taxpayers. But we don't like to see appeals, but we know they happen.
Much as I'd like to believe that we reach a good amount of people and that we do these programs to keep them informed, I mean, obviously we don't. We can't reach everybody in the county. Is there anything else that you guys could do better, or the Carroll County government can do better to keep people informed on this? I mean, I read the letters that have been put out. I've read the press release, the notices. I see the assessment notices. I mean, it's a lot of information, but every year there is this frustration.
Well, obviously we monitor this data ongoing throughout the year, and you know, I don't know that it would be conducive to sit here and send out monthly newsletters as to how property values are trending. But no, a lot of people just don't stay up with the real estate data. If you've been in your home for 30 years, most people aren't looking to sell, so they don't pay attention to what the real value of their properties are. For those in the real estate industry, they know what's going on. And if you're concerned about it, ask your favorite real estate agent or call somebody in the industry. But I know a lot of people, it's generally the older population or those who've been in a home for a long time that don't really understand it. But there again, if they've filed for their homesteads, if it's truly their primary residence, they'll get those exemptions.
So, and what is that process to file for that?
It's just a form you can go.
Is it online, or we go up to the courthouse? Or
I don't know if we have that online or not, but I know you can go to the assessor's office and file.
And again, the gentleman who's not Bill that we're using here, we should encourage him
That's
to take
right.
care of that. Boy, missed out on 8 years. There's got to be something to that, because I think he hears it enough. I can't believe he's missed out on
Maybe
that.
He just loves paying his
that could be,
fair share.
He is. He's a patriot. And as far as the prices increasing, the tax digest going up every year to base on that, you know, where do you get your prognosis and, you know, views to see how it's going to look like in the next 2 or 3 years?
Obviously, just in my career, I'm in banking and I do home builder finance, but I watch the market. Obviously, right now, a lot of people probably think the market's turning.
I've been saying that for 4 or 5 years.
We have seen listings sit on the market longer, but it is fair to say that listing prices are starting to fall, but that doesn't mean sales price start to decline.
Falls, yeah. So, all right, James, we got about 3 minutes left in the program. Is there anything that we may have missed? I mean, I've given up people opportunity to post on the Facebook, and I may check one more time to see if they've said anything. But
don't want to dive too deep into it, but I think you're full well aware there's a current House bill that was passed, House Bill 581, that will put a resolution on the ballot in November. Just like our county has a local float homestead, this is to create a statewide homestead. So that's something that all of our property owners and taxpayers should familiarize themselves with.
But what will that do? A statewide homestead, will that just be another opportunity to opt into something and pay less taxes? And how would that affect our local governments and local school boards?
From what I have read, it's an opt-in or an opt-out for your taxing authorities. If the voters were to approve 581, then it comes down to the county level. It would be similar to the local float that Carroll County already has. It would put a freeze, I think, 3% or the CPI on what home values can go up annually. However, every taxing authority, from what I understand, by virtue of the law, they have the ability to opt out of it. So if the law gets passed, every authority has to make a decision on whether they want to accept that local float or opt out of it.
Interesting. We'll watch that. We'll have to reach out to our local delegation and get them to comment on that here. But it'll be on the general ballot, election ballot this year. That's mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Just 1 minute. Just again, I want to remind, is there anybody who would not have received their assessment notice yet? Is there any reason why they wouldn't, other than, you know, just got lost in the mail?
Sometimes if you purchased a property from an individual, you may, in the middle of the year, the notice, we always use the mailing address that we had on file as of January 1. So something we've done this year, we've actually published those notices to each tax parcel. So if you did not by chance receive it in the mail, you can go to QPublic and search your property and find the notices at the top. When you select your parcel, the notice is at the very top of the page.
Will you need any specific information to access that?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, sir, thank you.
Oh,
very good.
Thank you.
I feel more informed, and we'll just, you know, we'll watch this for the next month. We're going to watch the school board and the city governments and find out what they decide to do with the millage rate. So at this point, you know, there's not a guaranteed tax increase. You know, in fact, from the Carrollton City School Board, if they approve this next month, there'll be no increased taxes, tax money going to them. So just, you know, watch your school boards and your city governments and your county governments, and then make that decision. Anybody have any questions or comments, they reach out to the Carroll County Board of Tax Assessors, a phone number online and everything?
Yeah, the phone number's on the website and everything.
All right, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll do this again next year.
Anytime.
Around the same time. We'll try and do it earlier. In this summer next year. But thank you for listening. And if you do have any questions, I mean, some people watch this later on in the afternoon and may have some questions, something we didn't touch on, but please feel free to post that on the Facebook page. And I'm sure James will take a peek there later on. And if he can, he'll answer that for you. So again, thank you for tuning in this morning. Tomorrow morning's program, we have a sheriff on the show. So tune in for that show at 8:30. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.